A word for you from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is and should be a verse that we are very familiar with, but let it come to us with divine power again and refresh us. Because here the Lord says to his disciples, let your light so shine. The first question we have to ask is, what light? Do we have this light? If he's speaking to his disciples, well, are you his disciple? Do you belong to him? Are you in this category where the Lord can say that you have a light that can shine? Now, you could assume that it means you've got to be better, you've got to be good, you've got to try and be a good Christian. But, as we shall see later on, the Lord refers to something far more than just your own light, your own personal ability, your soul force, as some like to say, or the energy that you have within you. No, here the Lord Jesus is referring to divine light. And that doesn't mean a certain category of the Hindu religion. What it means is God himself. It means the presence of the Holy Spirit. It means Jesus in the heart. He who said, I am the light. Now, we need to ask ourselves this very serious question. Before we can let it shine, do we have the light? Have we ever had the light? Do we know what it is to be truly born from above, that the Holy Spirit indwells us? Or has sin so corrupted us that nothing of God is visible? His power and his glory is totally absent from our lives. And so you find that instead of letting your light shine, it is the light of other people. It is perhaps the darkness of other people that influences you, and you are no light to them whatsoever. But here the Lord Jesus commands them, let your light shine. And if it says your light, yes, it is true, it is the common light of the one Holy Spirit, but it is also your own personal light, the way that God is able to glorify himself through you, that particular emphasis of God shining through your character.